Hello, everyone, and thank you guys for tuning into this week's episode of Lens. This is a new podcast that I'll be starting. And starting off, we have a very, very important guest to my life. It is my dad. So, Dad, if you could say hi to us, please.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wilmer Garcia, and I'm so honored, so happy to be with you today.
Well, thank you, Dad, for being on the podcast. And let's not waste any further time. So we're going to just jump right in. We're going to be asking you some questions about your journey here, about your background, and obviously how your life is here now that you are in America, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, perfect. So the first question I have for you is, what were your hopes and expectations for your new life here?
Well, Grayson, as you know, I'm from Honduras. I started this long journey about 27 years ago, and I heard beautiful things about America, and I was hoping to have a better life, and I'm talking about, you know, economic opportunities and also spiritual opportunities, because as you know, I always being a person who loved God, you know. And so I get here about, like I said, about 20 some years ago, and start working and you know, learn about the culture, which I love a lot. I have to say I love this country. I appreciate so much what this country has offered me already. You know, I have the honor and privilege to build a family and to start a ministry, and God is being so good with me.
Wow. Okay. That's very good expectations there. So yeah, of course, that's awesome. So following up that question, why did you choose to come to this country instead of somewhere else?
Like I said, Grayson, I think when I have a problem with my English, you will translate for me,
yeah,
right?
I got you. No worries. Yeah.
Yeah. But I heard about America, about the people of America, about the opportunities here. And I say it must be United States of America for me. And, you know, and that's when I decided to come here, because of the opportunities, you know.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Did you have anyone here living in the United States when you decided to leave?
Yes, my older sister was here already.
Okay, perfect, okay. Good. So the following question would be, who did you come with and who did you leave behind?
Yes, I came by myself. Somebody else from my neighborhood also come with me, but most of the journey I made it to myself, and I left behind my parents and brothers and sisters, you know.
Okay, yeah, that, so a lot of family you left behind.
A lot of family, my parents, my five brothers and sisters, and a lot of friends, and my church, and my town, and everything, you know.
Okay. And so you said that your sister, did she come, she went before you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She came here 1 year before me.
Okay, got you. And so, Mr. Wilmer, what was the most difficult part about leaving home?
Well, you know, when you decide to leave your country, in these circumstances, you don't know if you're going to return or not. If you're going to see your parents and your family again, you know, because a lot of people do the same journey and they never return, you know, because some bad things happen to them during that journey. And so you basically left your country, and you never know if you're going to be able to see them again. And that's hard, you know?
Yes, I definitely do understand that. That's definitely, that sounds difficult already as it seems, yeah? And then going to a new country just adds a little bit more on top of that, but...
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Following question, Mr. Wilmer, what was your journey like to this new country?
Well, it was not easy, you know, because, like I said, you don't have much money and you don't have the luxury to fly, you know, an airplane. You have to come through, you know, to the borders of the countries, in this case, Guatemala and Mexico. And Mexico especially is a big, big country, and you got to go through all the way through Mexico, and it's very tough, you know. I stayed in Mexico about six months by myself, you know. Four of those months, my parents don't even know nothing about me. They thought that I was dead, you know. And it was very, very difficult.
I understand. So also, I had a follow-up question. Anything that was legally difficult about it?
Can you mean
like having any sort of like legal documentations with you? Like, did that help at all, or did you not have any at the time that you were gone?
No, I don't have any. I don't have any documentation. To go through these different countries, you know, it's a journey that you took because you have a goal in mind, but you also realize that you're going to, go through these countries without any legal permission. So the risk is even more. Because of that, it's not just if you have enough money, it's not just if somebody's gonna take the little money that you have, or they even gonna kill you or whatever, but it's also the fear to face the authorities, you know.
Yeah, I understand. And so definitely you would say that not having that legal like support, like legal documentation, that would make it more difficult.
It was absolutely because it create more fear for you, especially if you're a young person like I was like 17 years old, you know. Oof, wow. by that time.
Okay, I understand. So we're gonna move a little ahead on the journey. You already passed through the border, you got into America. What was it like when you first arrived?
You can notice the difference in not just in the environment, but also in the spirit of the people. American people is a very welcoming people, friendly people. They are good people. Even the los oficiales de la frontera, how do you say that?
Yeah, the border patrol, like all the
border patrol, even those guys, they're supposed to be tough, but even those guys treat you with dignity, you know, like a human person, like a human, you know, like a person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I always will be grateful for this country, because when I see that back then, it was something amazing to see.
That's amazing. Would you say that there's a difference in, say, structurally within buildings and other stuff like that? Did Mexico look more like how usually people think, more of like desert type, and then America, you just kind of came in and it's like all buildings and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, because I was with a set of mind, you know, when you are back in your country, you know America because you hear music or you see movies. And in the movies, you usually see Manhattan, you see Miami, you see Atlanta, those big cities, you know. And you have the idea, that was my case, that America, it's, you know, like like Manhattan everywhere.
Yeah.
So that also surprised me, you know.
Okay. Great. So, we know that this whole process of immigration or migration, it was definitely difficult. You told us that you had very hard times, especially that time in Mexico. But where did you find the strength in those difficult times?
Thank you for that question, Grayson, because from the very beginning in my life, my parents teach me that no matter where you are in life, you have to trust in, you know, in God and the faith that they built on me helped me every step of the way, you know, because I have, by that point, a lot of tough moments and you know, but to have that assurance that no matter what happened, you're not going to be alone. God is going to be with you. That helped me, well, you know, a lot.
A lot, yeah. Definitely understand you had that faith in God that he would be in control of everything, especially in your lowest moments. I 100% agree with that. That's a very, very great answer. So next biggest question. What were your biggest challenges? Or what have been your biggest challenges ever since being here in America?
Well, I think the language. When I arrived to America, I don't have the opportunity to go to the school. I have to work to help my parents in Honduras. So the language and a little bit about the culture, you know, being a little tough. But otherwise, you know, everything it's been good for me.
Okay, good. I had a follow-up question with that. Did you ever have to deal with any sort of racial profiling or any kind of acts of racial hate towards you during your time here in America?
Well, it's not, there's always people, you know, here and everywhere else that have to, you know, you have to overcome small situations. But personally, I, you know, my experience in the United States has been the most, I would say, beautiful experience. A lot of people helped me, people from my culture, but also people from this country. You know, they helped me a lot to take me where I am now. And I would say no, not much of that. I heard a lot about racismo.
Racism, yes.
But not in my personal experience. I will say most of the time, ha sido muy bueno para mí.
It's been really good for him. Okay, sounds good. That's amazing. And like you said, there are obviously going to be people out there that do have some sort of hatred toward the Hispanic Latino community. But thank the Lord that you have not been a victim to that, which is always great. Time is running a little bit short, so we're going to have two more questions. And one of those questions are going to be, what has been your biggest accomplishment so far being in this country?
Yeah, my family. Wow, my family. God being so good with me. I have a very smart wife, and I have the most beautiful children in the world, and my family. And also, I have the greatest honor to be a pastor of an amazing church here in Charlotte. I can't ask for more. God is good with me.
That's great. That's amazing. I'm glad to hear that. And wrapping it up, last question. What piece of advice would you give to those people that are thinking about coming over to America, those young immigrants that are thinking that they could find a better life here in America? Do you have any words of advice for them?
Well, Grayson, even when I took this journey, I took it in the illegal way, because I have no other choice. But I will say, first of all, if you desire to come to America, this is the greatest country in the world, definitely. But if you can find a way to come here legally, it will be so much safer and so much better for you to start your life in this country. But definitely, I will encourage anyone from any part of the world to come to America and be part of this great society, this great culture.
Perfect, perfect. Well, Mr. Wilmer, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being on part of this podcast. I do appreciate your presence here.
It was my pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay. And thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Lens. We will see you very shortly for our second episode. You have a great day.